Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Kenai City Manager Paul Ostrander offered details to KSRM on how the City of Kenai plans to spend their allotted Federal CARES Act funding. The city manager discussed how the federally allocated money made its way to Kenai.
Governor Dunleavy put together a plan to allocate those funds, and $568 million of that went to local municipalities. So that's all the municipalities and the boroughs in the state. For example, the Kenai Peninsula Borough received $37 million. The city of Kenai received $7.7 million. City of Soldotna received a similar amount. So every municipality in the state received these funds.
He added that the intent of the money was very clear from the start.
The guidance that was provided, the original intent of the CARES Act was, the intent of this is to get this money out quickly, to get it out to benefit the small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals in your communities. So the city of Kenai, rather than trying to focus on why we can get this money to fill the city coffers, really took it immediately and said, we need to follow the intent of the CARES Act, get this money out quickly, and we need to benefit those folks that have been impacted by COVID-19. As soon as we got notice of the amount of our grant, we took an ordinance to the council, we introduced it and heard it in one meeting, which is not something that we typically do. And in 2 weeks, we put together this program that is intended to provide grants for small businesses and nonprofits in the city of Kenai.
How can folks qualify for money? Larry Persley offered details.
Well, any business that has a physical location in the city of Kenai and any nonprofit that operates provides services in Kenai, even if the nonprofit office may be across the street from city border. That's the main criteria. Nonprofits, are they an IRS 501 nonprofit or other? Clearly, they qualify as a nonprofit that provides community services.
For more details, visit the City of Kenai's website. We have a link posted at RadioKenai.com. The Department of Natural Resources will hold virtual public meetings on June 17th, 23rd, and 25th to answer public questions about a land use planning document that will guide future activity on a state land in the North Slope. The North Slope Area Plan will classify approximately 12 million acres of state-owned and state-selected lands and define management intent for all state lands and water inside the planning area, which includes most of the North Slope borough and adjacent areas. The Department of Natural Resources Resource Assessment and Development section has been accepting public comments on its draft plan since May 19th. The section is holding its virtual meetings as an additional tool to inform the public, answer questions, and solicit comment that can guide the plan's final form, all while respecting social distancing protocols and reducing the spread of COVID-19. The meetings, to be conducted through the Microsoft Teams online collaboration platform, will start with a short video presentation on the plan, followed by questions on the plan and the planning process from the public and answers from Department of Natural Resources staff. There will be sessions on the following dates: June 17th from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m., June 23rd from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and June 25th from 1:30 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. We provided links to access the meetings at RadioKenai.com, as well as phone numbers for those who want to teleconference rather than doing an online meeting. If you decide to participate, you're asked to join the meeting 5 to 10 minutes before the start time. Stay tuned for Friday's top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.